Says, you know what, you guys, you have to go pay back as Dayanam what you took out inappropriately, which basically qualifies. That halacha is only because Chash Lukatoy B'dvar Mishnah. As the Gemara tells in Samid and Avav Menalav, Dayan only has to compensate for his erroneous ruling, only if it's like an explicit Mishnah. And he considered this such a mistake, that's almost like an explicit Mishnah, and therefore they have to pay back what they had extracted. Next says, not to begin the Gemara, he says, what do you mean? I know you bring all these sources and knowledge, but no, I must need you done. I know a brisa that says, like me, this halacha, that it's like it's a metatlan, and therefore you weren't supposed to take it from the yisayim, which Tais says, he's bothered by the question. He says, Avkav become a doctrine, although we find in many places, like in Bamatzidaf Mevav, Shuras, the Membeis, Ashkel, we find the Mekakar, the Kimakar Koi, Dami, we find about them explicitly is like karka, like real, like property, then I know. Zigmar says about Metziah regarding the laws of overcharging or Shvua, which is different metalin than Karka or Shvua, regarding an oath, which also English by Lakukais, and we say Avadim is the same halacha like Karka. So what is he saying over here that the halacha is like metalin? So I'm reading. He says the halacha. You're right. Here we're only talking about Lebemil Dirabban regarding rabbinic law. The Ligvis Miyasman Lakukais, and it's regarding that we're talking about that we're collecting from the orphans and from the buyers. As Tais explains, what you have to say, but somebody that he holds, the Shibuda love their rice, so that this lien, this halacha of collecting from orphans, not biblical halacha, and b'ligabim agarban, you could only click rabbinically, and to render that rabbinic halacha, that you could debate if it's metatim or like karka. Now, lin the prusbul, the kinyan agav, davim namedrabanan, that they are also rabbinic, and therefore that's what the Gemara discussed regarding those entities also. I have a crowd the armitzurais, that it's a pasik for agav. That's a smachter amin. That's only illusion, but really it's rabbinic halacha. Now, come on, the Gemara later on, the Gemara that says laach lishnom avdik makar dami, that says, oh, we have a question according to one who holds ebes like in karka. So Tais says lamli am the mitaicha. So that nobody said the Gemara's question was, if that's the case, why do you need to be inside of it? Now, says Tais, the truth is mandam inamik metali dami. Even if you hold the metali, have a muslim nifrich, you could have asked them that mandam also why, because the lechachik metali, because as we're explaining now, they only consider it as metali elul inamil jabon, only regarding rabbinic halacha. Therefore, but they were regarding biblical halacha. So that's actually difficult on everyone, because even though metatlin is only rabbinic, but they're biblical, so therefore it should be according to everyone, kimekar koi. So Tzadik says, but you're right, we could have asked, but anyways, we asked well. Now, but the boy, the main duck, this is the Gemara wants to infer, if an Ebed is like movable items, or like real estate. Now, and they wanted to prove it in Masnitin from the mission of Ibavodim and Behema. If it's a person that slaves and animals, kum lachurin, they're all sold. Umaisla nam in perik mishameis on over the nakrofinon on mat alif, because metatlan shall plain about the mobile items of that person, where leshecha chakla. So Tais is at his bazar, he says, well, why doesn't the Gemara bring that proof that the Gemara brings over there? He says, that's not applicable, but that's a very different circuit. There it depends on what do people mean when they say something. Here it's about the actual objective fact, and therefore it's two very different discussions. Now, a principle, this takan won't take effect if the bar has real estate. Because Tais explains, in case in principle, a lender is not going to write a principle to be able to continue collecting, only something that it doesn't get depleted, which is a piece of property. And again, in contrast to an avid. Now, the question is, although you actually could write a principle even on a perforated pot. So the question is that, well, that's something actually, although it's quote unquote property, it's karka, but it's movable. So why would principle be able to be written on that? So I say, yeah, but karka, ultimately it is considered karka. So the polygraph on your own did not differentiate. So, although really the primary reason doesn't apply over there, but it's still in the category of karka. Next, just not to begin the gemara, mochle abad makakos. We sold them slaves and karka. Which Tais explains this halacha that we're saying what's included with what is the kinyan agav ayin, which is in the, on the dint of this is sold with it, because dimitam chatz, because you think it would be from the category of courtyard, that when you have something in the courtyard, you acquire this, and then whatever's inside of it is acquired from that, it being in the chatz of that other item. So then, amay mafik behechzik bekarka, then why would we differentiate between, when you take possession of the karka bein abad mutal between slaves and movable items? Because if it's protected according to the das of the one who is in possession of the chatzah, but the bayi kani should acquire both, It's not protected according to his consciousness, has its own das. So both shouldn't acquire. There wouldn't be any reason to differentiate between avodim and metalim. Obviously, then we're talking about the kingdom agav, where, as the Gemara explains, does make a difference because one's naidi and one's not, and one's loy naidi. Makes sense not to bring with the words of the Gemara be'inyan dumida or mitzuris. And although yeah, it's karka, but it's not the same as the source of karka, which is that has to be like fortified cities, which is stationary, which is not the case by avodim. And so then Tais addresses the point. He says, but although we're not considering as karka in that regard, but the chizbe karka the kan avodim, at the same time, if you take position of karka, you're not going to acquire avodim, shouldn't the karka nikna ba'agav? Because ultimately, avodim is karka in that regard, that you cannot acquire it, the kingdom agav, through the other karka. Next, there's not to begin to ignore the chizbe karka. Halacha is, okay, it is a chatzar, it's malach. That's not what's talking about where the slave is tied down. Which Tais said, but talk about me, you have to say, nami the merabi yashin. It has to be also that not only is he tied, he's also sleeping. Because the kavas mahani, this that if he's tied down is helpful, is to lahab chatzim aleches. That takes care of one problem. That is not a moving kordra. But yashin mahani, the fact that he's sleeping helps for a different point. That mishter mezle daita, that now this kordra is being protected according to the das of the balavais, not the das of the chatzir itself. Can I mean we get in pekazek like the gemara says in getting davay and chesam and avka because of get leishtay. Someone writes a get for his wife and nosim yet avday and he puts in the hand of the slave yashon if he's sleeping b'sham rasei and she's protecting him a rezik then to get. Near, if he's awake, ain't get is not get. Why? It's a court that's being protected, not according to our das, because David has his own das, and that would not qualify as a valid chatzit. So you have to take care of both those by being tied and being and sleeping. And because the question is asked, Yoshna may have a get. When he's sleeping, why is it a get? But he's still a moving court rod. They're going to say, Yoshna Shani, that, oh, you know, sleeping is different. That's not a problem anymore. But Amar Rabba says, that if he would be going, he wouldn't acquire. Then even if he's standing and sitting, he should not acquire. Allah is b'kafis. Oh, that he's tied. So it says, I mean, you see, the avgav of the mukil b'kafis, although that we already explained, it's talking about where he's tied. Even so, neir and again, we see that if he's awake, he's not going to be again. The in lafash shechas b'kafis. And don't explain when we say, oh, the halacha is that he's bound. Klima, what it means to say is loychashem mehalechas. That's not considered as if he goes. And because of leidamal and it's not comparable to standing and sitting, and keeping the kafas mayel, and since and in other words, just being bound itself is enough without being sleeping. And then you'll say, oh, but keeping the kafas mayel, so since just being tied itself also is effective, yashanam mayel, so then sleeping on its own also is effective, because both of them cannot be malachas. No, because them can't. That would be the case. That b'she'in kafis ayri rava, that rava's toma, even when he's not bound, so I might come a rava neir in ged. Why is rava say that when he's awake, it's not going to be again b'shem nebuchadnezzar m'shtem m'shleil l'dayit, because it's a court that's not protected according to the das of the woman. Tevigle da'bechadnezzar malachas, it should be enough that it's a moving court, obviously that it's not because it's kafis, also besides being yashin. That's how Rashi explains in Masechet Gittin over there, and that b'chadnezzar kafis, that it means both. Who come a rabbi the neir get? We're going to dead. The rabbi says that means awake is not get because you need both. The rules. The kafas b'rashim in you need to have both that the slave is bound and to take care of these two problems. B'chatz malachas and to be mishnah mesal daita. Next test not to be mizgnocha b'imdim l'toicha. Then it's going to work the eved when he's in the karka itself. I bought the kama loykana and the one that said he's not going to be claiming that b'imdim l'toicha that is not inside. And afilachi, that's by evidence. So, but afilachi b'metalin kama, but by movable items will acquire because lebein term tiburin b'metalin delay 90. You don't need to have it to be bundled inside if it's movable items that don't move. Well, come on, and later on the dakina and the gemara infers about kaimelon. We know the lebein the tiburin does not be bound. So it's tayis megufa b'maslamatik. It really could have learned it from here itself, and because here we see the same idea already, you didn't have to learn it from a different source. Next is not to begin with the Gemara. Why do you need it to be standing inside? Peter, so this explains, because obviously, not talking about that it's acquiring from the Allah of Chatzar. Because the Stam Avodim, Im Shtam Ladait, because in general, a slave is not protected from the Das of the owner. And if that's the case, even if he's standing on the side of his field, to have an eved kitzvi rots kedarka, that the slave is like a deer who runs like its normal way, where the halacha is that, as we find in the Gemara b'Mitzvah of Yerav Manav, that it's not going to acquire as a chatzah. And also as agav, it's also not going to be kaina because the karka inik is agav karka. The ebed is karka, and a karka cannot be acquired through other karka. Even if he says let the karka that's near the boundary, or time, whatever the gears is, be acquired, and the agav tiknel yoyim, and through that should acquire the one on top of that. The hash the habazol gavzul, it's like literally like one on top of the other, because it's like hovering over the lower land. Lekana agav, it's not acquired by agav. So we know it's not working al tzchad. So we know it's not working for through agav. So al karcha chadikani, obviously the distance you're acquiring, because you consider like as if it's attached. That's how karka acquires. Then if that's the case, then even if the slave is not standing inside, meaning the slave, how are you acquiring the karka is acquiring the slave? Not through chatzah, like we're saying, not through agav. It must be because it's like literally like a piece of karka, like as if attached to the ground. So then you don't have to be inside. That's what the Gemara says, because saw this massive deeds, like 10 fields in 10 countries. Once you acquire one of them, you acquire them all. Now, and so there, but that's the question, why does it have to be standing inside of it? Now, so it says, the Kamashmol. But Parakhaska button, this is Shmuel says in Babas Dav Nandal Menaf, Lekana El Makam HaKush Levad, you only acquire the place where you're actually hoeing. So what are we saying that you acquire 10 fields in 10 countries? I thought you only acquire where you're hoeing itself. Now, how do you next say Hagir, the Hefka? That's specifically by the properties of a convert, which is Hefka. So then there's no one being mocking to you. You only acquire what you're actually doing work on. That's Ches Makness, but someone is selling it to you, Kanakal, then you acquire it all. This is the Gemara says with the mates are mafsik, but that the boundary is an interruption, which is, sounds like that you only get what's in this boundary. That's also either the assets of a convert, or we sold it to him, but he didn't give him the money of them all. He only gave him the money of this field. Therefore, he only acquired this field because to acquire all the 10 fields, you have to have given the money of them all. Like it's obvious in the Gemara and Kedushin of Chav Zayin on the base.